Fortuna will hire an outside attorney to analyze a potential mobile home rent control ordinance as requested by numerous residents of a mobile home park for seniors. At the July 21st Fortuna City Council meeting, residents of Royal Crest Mobile Home Estates on Crest Drive said rent increases have been unfair, and they implored the council to put a mobile home park rent control ordinance on an agenda next month. Royal Crest is a 205-space mobile home park for seniors managed by the Orangevale-based Stores Management Company. Residents and those supporting them said a rent control ordinance is needed to temper what they described as an exploitational approach to rent pricing, as stated here by park resident Lane Moon.
Fortuna's manufactured park owners are non-local multimillionaires taking money out of Fortuna. Stores and investors are not part of the local economy. They're not part of residents of Fortuna, members of Fortuna Chamber of Commerce, and Stores is not part of the Better Business Bureau. By the City Council not adopting an RSO, they are choosing to support non-local multimillionaires instead of supporting 387 voting senior citizens who helped get them elected. People are now facing a situation where, with the next rent increase, they're unsure how they'll afford both the higher rent and essentials like medications or heat. A major issue is the uncertainty. We never know how much the rent will go up, making it hard to live sustainably on a fixed income.
Moon and other residents said rents on Royal Crest mobile home spaces have increased 21.4% in the last 4 years. Royal Crest resident Lana Craig noted the council's recent approval of a World Elder Abuse Awareness Day proclamation and likened the rent hike situation to elder abuse. Deborah Thomas, also a Royal Crest resident, said her rent increase has exceeded her ability to pay other expenses, including chemotherapy, and she asked for help.
I've dedicated my life to volunteering to helping others in our community in too many ways to count. Tonight, I need to count on you, Fortuna City Council. I'm sorry, I'm going to get upset. I bought my last home at Royal Crest, the very last home that I could afford. And when I moved in there, nobody told me that they would be raising the rents. And I was retired, and I was living on a very small pension, and I was living well. I could afford my rent. It was a little over $600, and today it's $822. And I had to go back to work full-time, and 9 months ago, I was diagnosed with cancer. And if I have any emergency in my life, like my car has been broken for a month, I've had to walk to work. I am thinking about not even doing chemo because I can't afford to be sick, because I can't be homeless. I don't have anywhere to go. And we are all in that position. And I've really got off base on what I was trying to say to you, but what I really want you to do is to please put us on the agenda.
Members of the Humboldt Tenants Union also vouched for rent control. But Salo Londano of the Western Manufactured Housing Communities Association advocacy group said Royal Crest has, quote, a rental assistance program for residents who may struggle to pay rent, and he warned against approving rent control.
The owners and managers of the community under the scope tonight have been completely open to communication with the council in case anyone has any questions. They have sent you letters laying out the facts, refuting the false allegations made via a news story as well as here tonight, and made themselves available to council members or staff. I speak from experience in other areas of California that have gone in the direction the residents' advocates are asking you to move Fortuna against. There's a very good reason that no respectable economist advocates for rent control. It fails at its advertised goal, but it also artificially distorts the market while also creating a combative relationship between residents, the city, and housing providers. The result is a never-ending conflict in an environment in which issues that could be resolved with a phone call instead often end up in court, causing unnecessary costs for everybody involved. Currently, residents of this community are able to resell their mobile units, which are depreciating assets, for far more than they paid for. Meanwhile, Fortuna housing providers are able to reinvest in these communities, keeping them safe and enjoyable places to live.
Londano referred to a letter to the city from an attorney representing the park's owner. The letter refutes the descriptions of the owner as a large corporation and says hundreds of thousands of dollars has been spent on park improvements over the last 5 years, and rent increases have been comparable to the Consumer Price Index. His comments were met with a loud round of boos from the audience. Second District County Supervisor Michelle Bushnell said she has a unique situation because she owns a trailer in Royal Crest that her sister lives in, but she offered to, quote, assist in any way I can for these folks. Council members supported consideration of mobile home park rent control. City Manager Amy Nilsson said hiring attorneys who specialize in it will be necessary, and a first step could be to hold a workshop on it. With Councilmember Carlos Diaz absent, the council authorized that, leaving the date unspecified. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.